What was the message to the players when you got back together this
morning? Washington Redskins, really. Just, we need to, clean our own house. We actually didn't even have a team meeting today. We jumped right into the video, offense and defense.
Mike, would you agree that one of your strengths is that you're really steady? Like, you don't really get high, too high or too low. Do you think that's fair to say that that's something you're good at?
That's fine, yeah, I'll take that.
Okay. I just want to make sure my premise wasn't flawed. So how do you make sure that your team is like that after, obviously two really rough weeks and disappointing performances? How do you make sure you get them up to kind of the baseline if they're feeling less than happy about the way they've played?
Yeah, I think any time you're in charge of a group of people, particularly, in our profession, being a head coach, standing in front of a football team, I've always looked at, you have direct and indirect communication. Obviously, the direct communication is in your team meetings. You can usually have a pretty good pulse on your football team as you grow with your culture, really once you walk in the door. So there's certain levels of energy, attention, comments and things, and then from that there gives you a little more direction on which way you feel like you need to go. Then I look at it as the indirect is really the filtering of the message throughout the key people in your program. So that's the way I approach it, and I think it helps myself and our team to stay on a pretty even keel.
Is there anything from your past experiences that parallels where you are today from which you can draw that kind of thing?
There's a lot of things. We all grow up. We have to go through things and to be successful. Didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth, so there's a big part of me that really likes where we are today. I've never entered a contest I didn't think I was going to win, and that's no different this week. We fully intend to get into this football team, as far as the preparation. A lot of video, obviously, to get through. This is an uncommon opponent for our team. I know particularly myself, I didn't know much about their defense until this morning. So I'm looking forward to the challenge. And we have every intention of going into Washington and winning Sunday night.
Mike, how much do you feel like, for better or worse, this team just could really use the fresh start that the playoffs bring? Whatever happened in the past kind of stays there, just move forward.
It's definitely a new season. These are the most important games. The sudden death of, you have to win format is what you work for and you plan for, and really the ability to carry all the lessons from your season into the playoffs is really the goal. So, fresh start. I think it helps everybody. I think, but you got to be realistic with fresh starts. You got to bless you. I think you had the fresh starts for the right reasons. Sometimes people look for fresh starts to avoid an issue or conflict. This is a fresh start. The fact that we're going to go play a team we haven't played on their home stadium, and I think just early in the preparation, they're totally a different team at home than they are on the road. That's kind of just been an observation, and I would think once we get into the production and those types of evaluation, the efficiency of that will stand true. So those are the things I'm focused on. So, it isn't like we're going to wipe away anything that happens in the past, because to me that would be a huge mistake. So the things that we've done wrong are just as important as the things we've done right. And it's what we need to focus on, because when you win, you can't just sweep the things you didn't do right under the rug. So because that'll jump up and bite you too. So we want to keep it real and at the forefront of exactly the way we need to play to be successful.
Mike, what do you do with that stuff that you're saying you can't just ignore? Because, again, you said our biggest challenge will be handling success, and that's mostly what you've had to handle. You haven't had to handle a whole heck of a lot of failure during your tenure. So what do you do with that stuff if you're saying that it has value?
See, I don't agree with you, because just the fact that, handling success, it depends on what your expectation is of success. Yes, I understand what success and how it's measured in the National Football League. that we'd be considered a successful program. But, you know, at the end of the day, when we line up, we expect to win. We expect to win every game we play in, compete the right way. We do understand, most importantly, it's the process. It's the process. We don't ever get caught up in the result. We understand that the result is it will take care of itself if we totally dive into the process and all the little things that go into that. So, and that's where we are as a football team. We haven't done the things fundamentally the way they need to be done, particularly on offense. The execution is not where it needs to be, and you know we need to stay away from the crutches and the things that take you away from what we need to be focused on. So, and I feel good about where our team is, you know, for the way they're looking at it.
And Mike, you guys have been opportunistic on defense and had some plays like Micah's play. How do you turn those into more production when you get those things?
Yeah, that's a tough one because, you know, frankly, if I give you a really honest answer to the question, you know, it'd be an excuse. So we had the good field position there after Micah and went to a personnel group, and you get the looks that you want from the defense, and you get the execution and then you get the penalty, and we didn't overcome the penalty. So that was really the failure of the offense there. So, I mean, that's a tough break because that was a big momentum play at home, and obviously a lot more than points could have come off of that particular series.
Not just specific to that play, but when you do get big plays like that, how much do you need to take advantage of those going into these type of games where they come down to, you know, a possession?
Well, big plays, you know, big plays really is a fundamental of winning in the National Football League. I mean, I feel football, you know, the game of football in this league is, you know, as much about, everybody talks about, you know, tackling, you know, breaking tackles, tackling, obviously taking the football away, taking care of it, blocking, you know, getting off blocks, you know, so forth. So we always treated big play production as a key fundamental to be successful. I mean, you look at any statistical analysis that holds up as far as point production, series with a big play in it leads to point production. So, but you know, at the end of the day, is now to take it a step further. You know, what happens during that big play? How was it accomplished? And staying in tune with the, you know, the specifics of how those big plays are being generated. And in fact, no matter what's happened on the back end, at the end of that big play, you know, is it resulting in a 25-yard gain that could be a touchdown, or are we breaking that one-on-one tackle to put in the end zone? So, I mean, that's, to me, that's what you do with fundamentals, and we pay a lot of attention to big play production, and we're definitely going to need it in Washington.
Mike, is there anything you guys can draw from or just harness from the way that, you know, the two-minute offense has operated in some of the final stretches of these games recently, and kind of how you guys were able to move the ball in some of those situations?
We perform pretty good in that situation. I mean, it's a situational offense, and we've done some good things at that particular time. I'm not sure what you're asking me.
I'm in terms of being able to use that, you know, bring that into something with the offense over the course of.
Well, I think you got to be real careful when you talk about situational offense as opposed to normal down and distance offense, because obviously teams may not play the same in normal down distance as they do in situational. So when you're having success in one situation, you know, I don't think it always, you can just flip it into a different situation.
How do you feel about the tempo of the offense overall yesterday? How are you getting up to the line?
Didn't like it. You know, we were poor, actually. Our tempo was poor. So I got to get that going. So that's definitely not where it needed to be.
I'm not sure about that, too.
We just weren't. We could do better.
Like in 2010, obviously, it was all on the road. How do you overcome a home field advantage in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, home field advantage is great. We didn't maximize our home field, you know, during the regular season here, but it's obviously, you know, just go to your preparation. You know, it's when you're playing on the road, the offense is, you know, practicing with the noise, and when you're playing at home, the defense is, you know, practicing with the noise. So I mean, it's just, it's all about the communication. Obviously, key component in any operation. So the communication network is important, and really, you know, evaluating their personnel. We got to spend more time on that this week, and the situations that the noise may put you in on either side of the ball. So I mean, that's all part of the game planning. So, but as far as traveling and all that other stuff, you know, I compare how we travel and the things that we do leading up to the game and so forth. I have great confidence in, you know, our nutrition program and things of that sort. So that's not as big as a deal it used to be. So our guys are comfortable, and we have a good system, a good routine of being on the road, and I think no different than your tempo of your offense, the flow of your scheduling, the coordination of your meetings and how you operate, the professionalism of the way your team conducts itself on the road. All those things are important, and because it's all part of the routine, and we have a very sound routine when we travel.
Mike, when you evaluated whether David was able to go last night, how much did you have to keep this week in mind, the chance of reaggravation, knowing that this week is obviously the start of the postseason, and especially with how much he wants to be on the field, kind of saving from himself a little bit?
Well, you know, really there's a, you know, the really the medical process is of such, if, you know, if Dr. McKenzie doesn't feel that the player can totally protect himself, And obviously you evaluate that by position and person, and particularly the injury. And then it's a no-go. So, I mean, that's the starter. And then, you know, but obviously with this game behind it is definitely part of the formula.
Obviously the urgency in the playoffs, it gets increased. If it was a playoff game last night, would he have been able to play? Or how much of that was saving him for this week?
It's a hypothetical, right?
Mike,
Jason usually asks those questions. Yeah. Ask him for the answer.
I usually get a similar answer, too. I'm assuming you thought when you reclaimed the play-calling duties that you'd get more of a bump offensively than you have. Is that a fair assumption or no?
Yeah, I hope so. But really, you know, a lot's made of play-calling, as we know. And, I have a different opinion than I think the general view of it. You know, the change in the play calling was more about the change in the process, back to the way we put together a game plan and just the because, you know, it's like anything. When, you know, you work together for 9 years and you do things a certain way and you're the lead guy in the room, you have certain things that you stick to and you believe in. But then, you know, when the torch gets passed, and, you know, our structure is different. The way, you know, it was broken up and so forth. Obviously, that changed. You know, job responsibility, so forth and so forth. So, that was probably a bigger part. And it wasn't about what Tom was calling or so. It was really, I wanted to get back to the old process because I know that works. You know, and I believe in it, and that's why we changed it. So, but this is you know. At the end of the day, I'm responsible for everything that happens to this team, and I'm definitely, you know, responsible for the production of the offense.
You've obviously tried to, a lot of different things. You went to a power running game, and then you went back to the Cobb thing. You know, you've used four wide receivers, you've used double tight ends. What do you go to when you've tried all of that, or you've tried to figure out something that you can just hang your hat on offensively? What do? You go back, you know, 5 years and look at something that you maybe did before, or how do you figure that out? You know, when something
sounds like a great storyline. I wish I could feed to that. It's really exercising your call sheet. You know, that's really trusting. You know, what you see from the opponent. Division games are different. You know, fact of the matter, anticipate playing Minnesota again in 7 days is part of that. So. You know, your question's more about, you know, identity. You know, that's more personnel. You know, I think the fact of the matter is, you know, the personnel that we're playing with and how they line up to the personnel is what you're, you know, when you get what you're looking for, then you need to execute and produce. And that's where we need to be better.
Mike, is there any concern
with
the neck injury that Dayton?
You know, I have to apologize. I have not been in the training room today. I mean, I saw him earlier. He was bouncing around at pretty good speed, so I do not have any updates.
Mike, Wes asked you earlier about the two-minute offense, and Aaron said something last night about throwing caution to the wind and being more aggressive. I'm not sure exactly what he meant, but you can't – in Carolina, I think he called it schoolyard, what you guys did in the second half there, where you kind of just – you can't just start doing that, right? I mean, you still have to have a structure to your offense. You can't just – say, we're going to draw it up in the dirt kind of a thing.
Well, I mean, if, you know, we don't want to do that, right? I mean, what are we doing here all the time? So, you know, I think you got to remember, he's a great player. Wants the ball in his hand, and when things break down, you know, he's going to make things happen. So, but also the risk and the exposure that he's put to is unacceptable from myself, and he knows that. So, to me, I'm not sure exactly what the comment was. I mean, that's him competing, give me the ball, let me go win. So, you know, really, as far as the, you know, how we lined up or who we lined up with, you know, the second quarter was my disappointment. I mean, we had some things there that we should have been able to take advantage of, and we didn't execute in that second and third series with that particular personnel group.
And by risk and exposure, you mean him running around and being –